our relationship to solitude, to loneliness, our sources of contentment, and what brings us joy. We lose loved ones, face challenges with our health, and begin to imagine what David White calls the shape of our own absence. We acknowledge our vulnerability, not as a weakness, but as a natural state as we mature. We laugh a lot. We belong together, and through that connection, I have a place. In the Book of Joy, the Dalai Lama quotes a Tibetan saying, "Wherever you have friends, that's your country. And wherever you receive love, that's your home." Wherever you have friends, that's your country. Wherever you receive love, that's your home. To love and be loved is essential to our lives wherever we are on the continuum. The solitude that has become a large part of my life, and I think it is a fact of aging, does not necessarily mean living apart from others. Rather, it means never living apart from myself. Yet even and especially in discouraging times, there is joy. There is joy in my life that does not change with age. The lilacs keep blooming. We saw little buds on them on our walk yesterday. The birds keep singing. The sun keeps setting. In the onslaught of pain and negativity in our society, in the world, we sometimes forget the healing effects of joy. On my bedside table are two reminders. One says, "Turn down the heat." And the other says, "Joy." We have to keep the channels in ourselves open to pain, May Sarden wrote. At the same time, it is essential true joys be experienced, that the sunset not leave us unmoved. For civilization depends on the true joys, all those that have nothing to do with money or affluence. Whatever else aging is, it is a time of exploration and discovery. To navigate through this new stage of life, it helps to have some sense of direction. I am learning that it is essential to get clearer about what questions we ask ourselves, because the questions can lead us in different directions than we expect. We are each on the continuum, living our own questions. "All is uncharted and uncertain," wrote Florida Scott Maxwell in her memoir, The Measure of My Days. We seem to lead the way into the unknown. You need only claim the events of your life to make yourself yours. I trust that I will continue to emerge into wholeness of being. That is my aim. That has always been my aim. Whatever stage we are at any point in life, I trust that we will navigate it the best that we can, and that we will find the place where we belong, in a community of love and respect. Amen. So we are going to sing our closing hymn, "When the Spirit Says, Do." Be, when the Spirit says be.